Okay, we're in the middle of discussing the melacha of Tofer. Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa Perek Tes Vav Sif Ayin Ches, Perek Tes Vav Sif Ayin Ches, and Funud Resh Mem Vav writes that there's no Tofer issue in using a zipper. Zippering a zipper is not a Tofer problem, unzippering a zipper is not a Kareya problem, because for Mishal Mazalman, it's like a button, just like we said last time. You're allowed to button a button, unbutton a button, because that's Derech Tashmisha Bekach. No one would think that buttoning a button is a Tofer problem. Same thing with a zipper. You can zipper to your heart's content and not have to worry about Tofer. That is the Derech of opening and closing the garment if you have a zipper.
Yeah. Last time we said that B'Shem Ramosha.
We said that B'Shem Ramosha in the safety pin context.
It
wasn't... Right,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah,
the same idea.
Like
then,
correct. Everybody
holds up? Everyone holds about it. Everyone holds of it to some extent. The question is the application.
Right.
Meaning, button is the extreme. Have to figure out if that where that applies. We'll see. Not everyone agrees by zippers. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman thought that even if you're going to zipper something and keep it zippered that way, l'olam v'ad, for a long time, that's okay. That's not a melacha of tofer at all. Rabbi Ribya Shabbos Hom say the same thing. Their matter even lizman meruba. There's no concern of tofer whatsoever. Rabbi Ribya at footnote 18 quotes from Yaakov Kamenetsky that even though there's no tofer issue, there may be applications where there's a tikkun mana issue. So if you're going to, let's say you have a raincoat or trench coat with a lining, and you put the lining in the beginning of the winter, and you take the lining out in the spring. So it's the first cold Shabbos of the fall, and you want to put in your lining into your raincoat, and it's going to stay there until April. Maybe, even if it's not a tofer issue, maybe that's a tikkun mana issue. And Rabbi Karr quotes from Rav Yashiv that putting the lining in the raincoat for a long time may be a tofer issue, because that's a super kind of a chibur. Even if we'll argue that your regular run-of-the-mill zipping and unzipping, like in Stephen's sweatshirt, that's going to not be a problem of tofer because you zip it and unzip it regularly. But if you're going to keep it zipped for a long time, that's a higher level of a chibur. So maybe that would be problematic. Shevet Levi also, Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Aleph, Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Aleph, assumes that zippering and unzippering, if it's going to be zipped for a relatively short amount of time, that that is going to be mutter. After all, in principle, even for real tofer, in principle we assume that the Eino Shel Kayama Klal is mutter. It's true, we're Machmel Chachila, Shalom of Nayama Aretz, etc. But the Iker didn't push comes to shove. We're making that. Anyways, it's definitely here where a zipper is better than regular tofer if it's only for a short amount of time. That should be mutter. And that's the general consensus of poskim about zippers. Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav that the Rav is choshesh that a zipper is a tofer problem because you're joining two things together in a strong fashion. You're mechaber the two sides of your sweatshirt together in a strong fashion. When it's zipped together, they're very, very much intertwined. Therefore, Shechter thinks that if you have a talus bag, you should at least be machmir not to close your Shabbos talus bag on Shabbos, because even if we'll be willing to entertain a kula for a relative Eino Shel Kayama, if it's only going to last for a short amount of time, but even if it's Tovei Kasha Shel Kayama, the more megal position, the Rama says, a week is no longer a Eino Shel Kayama klal. So if you're going to unzip your talus bag, if you're going to zip your talus bag after Shacharis this Shabbos, and you're going to unzip it for Shacharis next Shabbos, that's a full week, then that would potentially be a bigger problem if you're concerned that a zipper is a tofer problem. And it would be a bigger problem if you're going to put the lining in your raincoat and leave it there for a long time. So that's relevant for tofer, and the flip of tofer, Korea, that would be relevant for Korea as well. So that was the chumra of the Rav that Rav Shechter holds of, that maybe a zipper is a tougher problem, maybe it's worse than a button because there's a more robust chibur between the materials that are being zipped. But Rov HaPoskim are makel on using zippers on Shabbos. Definitely Lisman, definitely for a relatively short amount of time, and possibly even if it's going to be zipped for a long amount of time. Yeah?
Is there a difference between the Chumrah of Rav Yaakov and Skin
and Rav? Yeah, Rav Yaakov didn't think it was a Topher problem. He thought it was a Tikkun Manu problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the Rav is concerned that it's a Topher problem. Okay. Another Halacha Maisa application of Topher, which I am told is less Halacha Maisa than it was a few years ago, and that is disposable diapers with tags. So it's been a few years since our youngest has been out of diapers, but since then, my understanding is that most commercially marketed disposable diapers now have Velcro instead of the old sticky tabs, which makes... you're not holding there yet, and I'm no longer holding there, but that's what I... that's what I understand. But till a few years ago, from the advent of disposable diapers, or the, I guess, widespread use of disposable diapers probably around the time I was a baby, until a few years ago, the Shailin Poskin was, is there a potential Topher and Korea issue in opening the sticky tabs on the sides of a diaper, at the side of a diaper, and closing the sticky tabs on the side of a diaper, of Topher and Korea potentially. So Rav Avadia writes, Yechavadas, Chelik Vav, Simon Kaftalid, Yechavadas, Chelik Vav, Simon Kaftalid, also in Chazon Avadia, Volume 5, beginning on page Pei-Hei, Chelik Hei, beginning on page Hei, Rav Avadia writes that you could be makel to open and seal the tabs of a disposable diaper on Shabbos, because it's Eino Shel Kayam, it's Eino Shel Kayam Klal, in a sense, because you're going to be taking the diaper off not so long after you put the diaper on, and the Ikra Din were makel that if it's Eino Shel Kayama, there's no Topher problem, and even Sfardim Ikra Din can be makel, even though the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch only quotes the day L'chomra, and the Ramaz are one that quotes the Makilim Ve'en L'hakul B'fnei Ma'aretz, but in Beis Yosef it's clear that the Mechaber also agrees to that. So if I did things once we establish that it's basically Eino Shel Kayama, then as long as there's a Torah, there's what to be makeled out on the front of Topher, even if in a vacuum it may look like Topher and may look like Korea. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa Peretes Vav Se'if Pei Zayin. Peretes Vav Se'if Pei Zayin writes that Lichachila, all things being equal, it's better to pre-open the tab before Shabbos, meaning the tab comes from the manufacturer closed, then you have to open the sticky tab and then reattach it in order to fasten the diaper. So Shir Shabbos recommends opening the tab lichachil in advance before Shabbos. And that was one of the pre-Shabbos jobs in our home for many years, opening diapers before Shabbos, together with ripping toilet paper, which we'll get to. So Shmir Shabbos thinks all things being equal, better lechachila to open the tab before Shabbos, but Mikra Din, it's not necessary, so if you didn't do it, you can use it nevertheless. And then closing the tabs, putting it on the baby and fastening the tab, that's even better, because that's super Eino Shel Kayama, meaning when you buy the diaper, you take the diaper out of the package, so it's already, the tab is fastened, it's glued there. You have to unglue it to put it on the baby, so it's been glued there for a while. So you could have argued that's Shel Kayama because it was that way for a while. So there, lechachila, Shmir Shabbos is better to unfasten before Shabbos, but when you're fastening it on the baby on Shabbos, that's a super Shel Kayama that should be mutter. Rabbi Karp has a chumrah. We had quoted last time the Tila of David, who said that even the Ramaz Kula, that you can follow the Yesh Matirin, that Tfir Sheinu Shel Kayama is mutter, that only, the Ramaz only makel le'inyin kriya, but now le'inyin tfira. That when it comes to kriya, anyway, Malacha Deraisa kriya is only Amenas Litpor. And there's no Amenas Litpor going out over here. So we're only talking about a Drabbanan as opposed to Topher itself. Topher itself, maybe there the Ramo would be more Machmir. So for that reason, Rabbi Karp thinks that that opening it, opening the tab, which is Kriya, that would be okay. But fastening the tab on the baby, that would be a problem because that is Topher, and even in Enosh HaKayamba, you should be Machmir on Topher. So I don't know how they use disposable diapers in Kiryas Sefer on Shabbos, unless they just slip it on the baby already sealed and slip it off that way. But that's what Rabbi Karp writes. Or for Shabbos, or use the old, I mean, now if they have a Velcro, that's better, or use the old non-disposable diapers, cloth diapers, which have their own issues. Or for Shabbos, goes to Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv thought also that it was usher to fasten it on Shabbos. But again, many poskim are mako if push comes to shove. Deborah Tziner, Bir Moshe, Chelik Vav Simen Yudalit, Chelik Vav Simen Yudalit is mot nikel as well. And he says when you're going to take the diaper off the baby, so you're going to undo the tab, that's even better, because that's a kriya that's not, it's not amenasa talking, it's not amenasa anything, it's the shame kilkul itself. It's a makulkal musad legamri, because you're never going to use the diaper again. So that's even better. And then he says, even the Rama that was mafmir, that you shouldn't be made on Jewish Enosh HaKliyav with Naima Aretz, that's only by Tfira Mamish. When it comes to something that Devek, which is a step lower, that's a Toloda, so then maybe even the Rama would agree that you could L'chachila be Tofer on something that's Eino Shel Kayam. And the Shabbos Home points out, footnote 17, that according to our motion that we discussed last time about the safety pins, that Tfira is only where you need a Maisa Kriya to undo the effect of the Tfira. So here, you don't need a Maisa Kriya to undo the fastening of the diaper. So according to that, there shouldn't be any concern of Tfira as well. So most folks can assume, even if L'chachila, better to open the tab before Shabbos, all things being equal, but if push comes to shove, you can even open it on Shabbos if necessary. Shmuel Shabbos discusses on the back end of this Shiloh, Perek Lamed Hei Ha'arasam Zayin, Perek Lamed Hei Ha'arasam Zayin, he has decided to be makel even to allow fastening the diaper again once he takes it off the baby. The pashas would be, and most poskim disagree with this Pesachish for Shabbos, the pashas would be that when you're taking the diaper off the baby, then you're going to throw it in the garbage, and it's going to stay that way the olam vayed until it gets destroyed in whatever landfill or however they throw the garbage. But so if you're going to tape the tabs again once you take the diaper off, so then that's going to be there for a very long time. That potentially is a bigger shayla of tofer and a davar shel kayama. So most folks can assume that you shouldn't refasten the diaper once you take it off the baby for that reason. So Shmuel Shabbos entertains a tzad to be makel if it's ending up in the garbage anyway. Maybe you don't call that shel kayama. It's true that in Metzias it's going to remain fastened, but no one's ever going to look at it again. No one has any use for it. It's going in the garbage. Maybe you consider that Eino Shel Kayama. Again, most poskim are mafmir, at least l'chafila, not to do that. Yeah.
Would we say the same thing for tying garbage bags, throwing them out?
Yeah, that would be, it's the same issue. Yeah.
That's kosher.
Now, it could be that's worse, because here, there you get a bit, you may have more of an arguable benefit from tying the garbage bag, because cold mod that is still on your property, it's less likely that the animals are going to get to it. It's mishumer in some sense, so you're getting some kind of benefit from it. So one could argue that that might be worse than the diaper. Finally, Rabbi Ribiat points out that you should not use magnets. you should not fasten a magnet on Shabbos on a metal surface, because sometimes you put a magnet up on a refrigerator or whatever the surface is, it could last there for a long time. So maybe that's a concern. Even though we discussed last time, it's not a rule of Pashut that Davar Kasha, Davar Kasha is indeed a problem of Tofer at all. But Rabbi Ribbiat recommends avoiding that lechachila, and he quotes that from Rav El Yashiv as well. Another Tofer-related question discussed by Poskim is the status of stitches. Stitches on a wound. So Nishmas Avram quotes from Shlomo Zalman, that Shlomo Zalman was koshesh that stitching a wound is a malacha d'oraisa. He quotes from Rabbi Yashu was specific about that. And Rabbi Zilberstein and Torah Sayoledes quotes from Yecheskel Abramsky that he thought it was only a malacha d'rabbanan. If you are tofer human flesh, human skin, is that potentially a malacha d'oraisa, or is that so not dumi de mishkan that that's not within the definition of tofer d'oraisa? So Shlomo Zalman is koshesh, and therefore Shlomo Zalman writes as follows in Mincha Shlomo, Chelik Beis Simen Lamed Hei Os Beis, Chelik Beis Simen Lamed Hei Os Beis. Says, what was the shayla? A young girl was wounded, had some kind of a pets up, and she has a deep gush on her face. So she's definitely a chola she'ein ba sakana. No one's life is in danger. But if you're not going to stitch up the wound on Shabbos, then she's likely going to have a more noticeable scar permanently, and that's going to be bad for Shiduchim. And if it's bad for Shiduchim, that could lead to depression. So says Shlomo Zalman, all of that isn't enough to allow you to violate an Issur D'oraisa. It's true, he says, that a person is allowed to undergo elective surgery even though there is a certain degree of sakana involved in order to enhance appearance under certain circumstances, plastic surgery. That has nothing to do with Malacha Shabbos. He says it would be allowed to have a non-Jewish doctor stitch up this wound, because as Shmir Shabbos writes in Perek Lamaches Arakafe, quoting from Shlomo Zalman, he quotes there Shlomo Zalman to be Mesukuk, if that's the case, are you allowed to have a Nachri violate a Malacha D'oraisa in order to avoid a cosmetic problem? Because maybe that's considered a hefse gadol, a son hefse gadol, where amil and nachri be mutter, even on a d'oraisa. So Rosh Hashanah is willing to say, even though it's choshesh that stitches are malacha d'oraisa, but if delaying the stitches till after Shabbos will create a more noticeable scar that could be bad for shiduchim and bad for mental health, then that's enough of a tzorach gadol, hefsid gadol, that would allow amil and nachri even on a malacha d'oraisa. Then Rosh Hashanah says, back to Chelik Beis Simen Lamed Hei, what about the following scenario? A person is wounded on Shabbos. He needs stitches because he's taka cholish yesh bo sakana. If you're not going to stitch it now, you run the disease of infection and the risk of, you run the chance of infection, and infection is potentially life-threatening. However, we have the following question. In order to remove the actual sakana, it would be sufficient to make 5 stitches. But if he's going to just do 5 stitches, you're going to have a lasting ugly scar. If you do 7 stitches, the scar won't be as ugly. So Shlomo Zalman says, at first glance, you would say that there's no heter to be marbe the melacha, the araisa, just the shame noi. So it doesn't make a difference whether we're talking about where you don't need any stitches for sakano reasons, or you need some but you don't need as many. So at first glance, even adding stitches should be problematic. But then he says, maybe it's analogous to the following. Maybe it's like the din of Sitzin She'enan Ma'akvin Kol Zman Shelo Pirish. That if you did the Ma'aseh Mila on Shabbos and then you finish, you don't go back for the Sitzin She'enan Ma'akvin. But if you're still engaged in the act of Mila, then you are allowed to cut the Sitzin She'enan Ma'akvin, even though that's only Mishum Keder Mitzvah. So maybe we'll say the same thing over here, that Shabbos is Nitcha in Ne'asol and Nisakana. So once you're engaged in that act, the Heter and Lo Pirish, maybe you can do more stitches. He says, there are people, he says, that they were only talking about Nisa Drabana anyway. He thinks we're talking about this with the Raisa, but maybe here you can evoke the Magen Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis Halacha Hey, the Mechudesh Magen Mishnah, that is very unclear whether we assume like the Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah has a Michus Abanver Halacha, that anything, once you're dealing with the Chol HaSheyesh B'Sakana, then whatever you do for the Chol HaSheyesh B'Sakana B'Chol, you're allowed to do on Shabbos, even though that particular action isn't required on Shabbos for his health, per se. So then, somehow Shlomo Zalman says, based on that, maybe you could be marba stitches. So it's not so clear. It seems like a b'chudesh stick application of Sitzin She'enan Ma'akvin. It's unclear exactly how he understands the Magen Mishnah. Rabbi Willow talks about this a little bit in his Sefer. That's not... our focus is not on Rifu and Chol Sheyesh B'Sakana, but that's what Rishon Mazaman discusses. But on the first point, Rishon Mazaman is clear that he's concerned stitching is a melacha d'oraisa, and therefore he has no heter to stitch on Shabbos for cosmetic purposes, even for a young lady in Shiduchim. Ayyidei Yisrael, you'd only entertain Bimah to that Ayyidei Nachri. And the heter, the heter of adding stitches, so Shlomo Zalman has whatever cheshbon, maybe that's mutter, and Rabbi Bonner is inly safer to Fu B'Shabbi, because from Nissen Karelis. Nissen Karelis was machmir on that. Okay, yeah, Kiva.
I just received a question. Other Kavala?
Yeah.
Issues with stitches.
Right, so that's what we were miramis to in Rav Shlomo Zalman's parenthetical comment that we're not that in the big picture, if there is you can look at Rav Moshe's tshuva about plastic surgery, but lemaisa we're makel on that. If there is a need, then we're not concerned about chavala. Okay.
Also with that, yeah. Adding stitches is the same thing with the Goyet's time.
That would definitely be mutter. Yeah, he thinks even Ayyidei Yisrael maybe is mutter. That's what he's discussing. Now, in practice, I spoke to a couple of doctors who told me that there's no real concern of infection. If you're going to stitch within 24 hours of a standard wound, there's no real concern of infection if you delay it a few more hours. Meaning, let's say there's this gash on Shabbos morning, so normally you go to the ER right away to stitch it up. So reliable doctors told me that as far as the concern of infection, whether you stitch it up 2 hours later or you stitch it up for regular run-of-the-mill wounds, run-of-the-mill wound that you got stitches for, whether you stitch it up 2 hours later or 8 hours later or 12 hours later, doesn't run an increased risk of infection. It may have an effect in terms of the cosmetic issue, meaning there may be a bigger scar if you wait 12 hours over if you wait 2 hours. That goes back to Rosh Hashanah's point. However, in the Sefer Madrich LaHatzalah, they have a tshuva there from Shlomo Zalman. So Shlomo Zalman said, even though there are reliable doctors who say that if you wait till after Shabbos to stitch, there's no risk of infection, but since there are some doctors that disagree, and ein holchem b'pikuach nefesh al karov, then you have to be chosheish and do the stitches on Shabbos. So even though I spoke to reliable doctors that told me that's not medically necessary, but Shlomo Zalman overruled them because he said that some doctors told him otherwise, and in holchem b'pikuach nefesh achar harov. I guess if someone came back and had a consensus of the medical community that there's no such concern, then maybe Shlomo Zalman would have said otherwise. So at the very least, according to Shlomo Zalman, if we're talking about a melacha d'oraisa, if there's a real concern of infection, or rechoshes there may be concern of infection, then it would be with Yom HaYadei Yisrael, it's a chalashesh v'sagana. If there's no concern of infection, it's just a cosmetic issue, then Shlomo Zalman is willing to be matir ayidei nachri. And what if stitches are only derabbanan? That's the position of Chaskel Abramsky, quoted by Rav Zilberstein, the position of Tzitz Eliezer, Chelakaf Simin Yud Ches, Chelakaf Simin Yud Ches. So they discuss if a person is in need of stitches, is he considered to be Bechlau Sakanas Eber? What does that mean? So Rabbi Neuberger pointed out to me that there's a comment in the Rav Nevinzal Mishnah Brura that if a young lady has a wound on her face, Shlomo Zalman's case, not an acute wound that needs stitches, but a permanent, some kind of petza on her face that's permanent, that is bad for shiduchim, then she's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos to cure that appearance. Because even though for a cholish emes sakana under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Mechish ba'alma, in general, you're not allowed to take medicine for Shabbos. So this girl seems to be totally healthy. But as Nevin Sol said, that's considered to be sakana sever, because her face isn't operating at capacity because of the appearance. And if someone has sakana sever, then taking Buddhist medicine would be mutter on Shabbos. So if that's the case, if we review the effect of not doing the stitches right away through that prism, in which case we could argue the person has sakanas eiver. So for sakanas eiver, a melacha derabbanan ayidei Yisrael is mutter. So then maybe you would argue that even for cosmetic purposes, you could have a Jewish doctor do the stitches on Shabbos if you hold that stitching on the body is only a melacha derabbanan.
Sakanas eiver for girls, not boys.
Probably. Girls have it tougher and she different.
And that's like the line, where we draw the line for what's considered second Asiyah.
I mean, what Nebuchadnezzar says is Hiddush, but he's saying this for growth. I guess you could have, I assume if you have something that's really problematic for a boy also, you could argue, it's more of a, these things are more of a concern for growth.
Is the face working or is the face not working?
Right. Okay. Like what Rosh Hashanah says, Rosh Hashanah then said, a woman that is dealing with infertility has a din of some kind of savior because her rechem isn't working properly. Okay, so the flip of Topher is Korea. And Tosfos indicates on Daf Ayin Gimel of the days Yivas Vatsarakla Eitzim on Zomer Vatsarakla Eitzim. The Tosfos compares that to Korea Amanas Lipor and Mofik Amanas Liptov. The Tosfos indicates that the Malacha Daraisa of Topher of Korea is only where it's amenas lipor. In order to be chayav korea in the Torah, it has to be with the intention of re-sowing that which is torn. If you have here, the Gilyon HaShas is ma'ore from the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah of the Gemara, Kufay HaMebeis, apropos to korea al neso, a person who tears kriya on Shabbos ala meis, there that's a malacha daraisa. So there's no amanas lipor. When you tear kriya for meis, it's not with the intention of resowing it. On the contrary, if it's ala avi, you're not allowed to resow it. And yet, that's a malacha daraisa. So what do you see? Apparently you see at the very least that even if there's a requirement of amanas lipor, it's amanas lipor, very broadly speaking, that it has to be amanas litake. There has to be, in order to be chayav korei deraisa, there has to be a kriya where there is a functional benefit to the kriya. So, the classic example of amanas lipor, of a functional benefit, is if it's amanas lipor. You're ripping with the intention of resowing. But if you're korei al neso, so that's functional also, that's not derech kilkol, and that could be a malacha d'oraisa as well. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is so saying in Simin Shin Mem Sivkatan Mem Gimel, Simin Shin Mem Sivkatan Mem Gimel, that the malacha d'oraisa of Korea requires that there be a tikkun and not a kilkol. So it doesn't have to be amanas lipor per se. Amanas lipor may be the most classic example of a tikkun in Korea, but that's not definitional. As long as there's some tikkun, it's not derech kilkol, that would be a potential malacha d'oraisa. And he explains here in Be'er Halacha, Simin Shin Mem Si'if Yudalid Yivamaskol Kasav, Shin Mem Si'if Yudalid Yivamaskol Kasav, that that's the answer to Rebbe Akiva Eiger's kasha. That Tosafot here says, Amanas Litvor, that's Shigra D'lishna Nakat. So that's the classic case of a tikkun when it comes to Korea. But it's lav dafka. Anytime there's any tikkun in the kriya, that would be a malacha daraisa. He points out that's mavur in Tosfos, sadi dalet of an aleph, yivam maskov reb shimon poter, sadi dalet of an aleph, yivam maskov reb shimon poter, that in the Mishkan, the kriya was the shame tikkun of that which you were kareya. Lab dafka that it was amenas lipor, but it required a tikkun. So the Mishabura's approach is that Rebbe Givei Eger Sa'ara is b'mkamo, but Tosfos is only meant lav dafka that Amanas Lipor is the prime example of a tikkun, but it's not the only example of a tikkun. Anytime there's kareya Amanas Lipakim is supposed to b'kalkel, that would be a potential melacha d'oraisa. The Stipler seems to take Rebbe Givei Eger's kasha more seriously and literally. Kilos Yaakov Simon Lamed Vav, to the point where he feels compelled to suggest that the case of Kareya Bechamaso, where you're Chayef Min HaTorah, you have the parallel of Al Neso and Bechamaso, the case of Kareya Al Neso, where you're going to be chayiv, that's only if your intention is to resow it afterwards. Even though, as we said, when it comes to other v'yima, that's usher, that's a karash enim asafa, you're not allowed to resow it. But the case is, it's dafka where you intend to resow it, otherwise in a chanami, there won't be a melacha d'oraisa. And the Stipler suggests that the tzad hashavah, the commonality between Korea that has to be an Amanas Lipor, and Mochek that has to be Amanas Lipnov, and Soser that has to be Amanas Lipnos, and maybe Matya that has to be Amanas Lipshor, even though that's less clear. So all of these malachos are malachos that are fundamentally of a destructive nature. Erasing is destructive, demolishing is destructive, ripping is destructive. So when it comes to a malacha that's of a destructive nature, in order for it to be a malacha d'oraisa, it has to be amenas l'taken that destruction. But he says, maybe that's only where you do the malacha in a destructive way. But if you're doing a malacha not focused on the chesa, but is focused on the gavra, so to speak, then maybe that doesn't require the almanas. So if your kareya standard, if your kareya something where the intent is to effect a change on the object of your kareya, then for that to be malacha d'oraisa, it has to be kareya almanas litva. But kareya almeso, so there, your motivation, your intent, has nothing to do with the object per se. It's simply the object, the hekatimsa, for expressing your emotional state, expressing your adelus, what you call hana sagavra. So then, maybe that form of kareya doesn't have to be amanas. Maybe there's a second track within these destructive malachos where you don't require amanas litpor in order to create a malacha d'oraisa. Der halacha,
yeah. Who says this?
The Stipler, Simon Lamedav. Der halacha, Simin Shin Mem Sif Yudalid, Shin Mem Yudalid Dira Maskel below. He quotes and he argues with a Chayadam. Chayadam is in Nishmas Adam Klal Kaftes. So if you want to look inside, the Be'er Halacha is a few long lines down the end of Simen Shin Mem. For Isi B'Nishmas Adam, Shekasav, the Din Zed the Hamefarik Niyaros, the flip of Medabik Niyaros is Mefarik Niyaros, to separate papers that are glued together, B'Chei B'Chol Koream Nasasakein, and any manifestation being koreya with the intent of misakein afterwards. Zeu dafka in nisbor the belacha shenafik legufa chayiv. That qualification that has to be on the nasa sakein, that's only if you hold that a melacha shenafik legufa is chayiv. Aval, im nisbor de pater, al karchaf inon korea amenas litbor mamish. He says, if you hold that melachah shenafik leguf is chayiv, then you could entertain that an act of korea that's amenas asakein but not amenas litbor is a melachah deraisa. But if melacha shenesuka legufa is pater, so then any kind of korea menasasakein is still a melacha shenesuka legufa, and the only korea that you could be chayiv on would be amenas litbor mamish. And the Mishabura disagrees with that analysis. He thinks that if you're ripping papers, that's a malacha hasvicha legufa. You're ripping the papers, even if it's not amanas ledabe, but you're ripping the papers because you have a use for the papers. Where there's a tikkun there, that's a malacha hasvicha legufa. So then it doesn't make a difference what you hold the malacha shenisuk legufa chayiv, Rambam, the rest of Rishonim, that the, even if it's amenas asakin, that could still be a malacha ha-tzricha le-gufa. So that's the Mishabru assumes that kare amenas asakin, even if it's not amenas lipor, would still be a malacha daraisa of kareya. It's only if there's no tikkun at all, not just no amenas lipor, but no tikkun at all, then it's only going to be aser mi de-rabbanan. Okay, so that's the Mishabura there in the Be'er Lacha, and in Sifkatan Mem Gimel, the end of Simen Shin Mem. Okay. Now, are there cases of Kareya that are Mutter L'Chachila? There's a Tosefta, Perek Tezayin Alachi Yigimel, Perek Tezayin Alachi Yigimel, that a person is allowed to rip a leather covering off a chavis shel yayin, ubavad shelo yiskavin laso zinuk. So you have a barrel of wine, and you have a piece of leather that's serving as the cover for the barrel, which is sewn on in such a way that removing it would involve Korea. The Tosefta says that is mutter. You can lechafila be Korea that piece of ore. Mishabura quotes this in Simin Shin Yudalid Seif Kapei. Simin Shin Yudalid Seif Kapei. The Magen Avraham already quoted it. Shin Yudalid Kapei. Mutter gankin lekarewa ha'or me alpi chavim shayayim v'lashal yichavim lasa zinuk, as long as you don't intend to make a spout, tosefta. Why? Says the Chai Adam, chval kavtas se'if dalid, kavtas dalid, kelim shekarko sadid piyam bebegado or bekarko memeshicha. So you wrap this kind of piece of leather on top of the kli, and then you tie it with the string. So under normal circumstances, in a vacuum, removing that should be an act of kareya. Mutter lekaron she'eno ela mekalkel umutter lesarach shabbos. So that is destructive. So if it's destructive, it's only at worst a malacha d'rabbanan, because there's no amenas atakin at all. So it's only melacha d'rabbanan. Umutter lesarach shabbos. And it sounds like the Chi Agadza lo gozru, that the melacha d'rabbanan of Korea, where there's no tikkun at all, was never extended to interfere with your Shabbos. So if there's a Sorach Shabbos component of Kriya in a fashion that is Mekalkel, absolutely, that's going to be Mutter on Shabbos. Shvisas HaShavis, in his klal about in the Hagdama, Dine Koreh Shalom and Asa Lefor, he explains it to us as follows. Nira, the Alpha God, the Koreh, Begado, or Gam Shalom and Asa Lefor, Yipi Sura. So, yeah, we're not talking about Malacha Derei, so at least it should be Malacha Derei Banan if it's not Derech Tikun. Yikal Makom, in Kashu Alpi Ochlum Umashkin, Batule Batli Mitoris Beged. If you tie this cover on top of food, so you're Mavatalit Mitoris Beged. Somehow it's buttled to the food. Not as broadly as the Chayyadim was saying, in more absolute terms, that any Kriya Derech Kilkol, where there's no Tikkun at all, the Tzorach Shabbos is Mutter, because Lo Gazru B'chiyah Gavna. Here, the Shita Shabbos is saying in a more limited fashion that where you have a cover over Ochlin and Mashkin is considered to be Batel Mitoras Beged. He says by analogy that's like Batek Vesidke Areva, which is Batel to the Areva for Chamas purposes in Yad Yoma. And therefore, this cover is bustled to the food, just like a walnut shell. So just like you're allowed to crack a walnut shell on Shabbos, that's not Korea. That's it's bustled to the food. So here too, any cover is bustled to the food, and doesn't run into a Korea problem if you're going to rip it Derech Kilkol. So this Tosefta is the basis of what Post can assume, what we just saw in the Mishnah citation, that if you're Korea something but open on the Kalkil, it's Arach Shabbos, that is Mutter. So this is most relevant to opening food packages, bags and boxes on the Shabbos. When it comes to that issue of opening packaged food on Shabbos, you have to be done on a few fronts. Number one, you have to figure out if there's a makabe passage concern, so that's not for now. Number two, you have to deal with binyan bekelim, which is not for now. Number three, you have to deal with asiyas pesach or pesach yafa, which is also related to binyan bekelim, which is also not for now. But the fourth issue that we will address now, with the understanding that this isn't the whole picture of opening boxes, is that of Koreh. The Sezer Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Beis Anaf Yud, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Beis Anaf Yud, that when it comes to opening packages on Shabbos, even where Medina should be Mutter, he says, L'maisa Ein Lahatir, Kevan Shabine Torah Bu'atin, Babanasin Arabim. He quotes Shabbos Kuflamates, that sometimes if you're in a place where there's no B'nai Torah, you have to be more Machmir. He says, Koshekin Vazev, the Koshekin Vador, B'malkum Paris, Kibizmanenu, B'kamu Senu, Shetzarab Lahachmir, the Elekroa, Lo Sak Shel Beged, Velo Shel Niyar, Velo Lishwar Hakans, not to cut any ropes, even if there is a Tzarek Shabbos. Close again if there's no Tzarek Shabbos. And that's a bigger Kavod Shabbos to avoid situations where people are going to take a kula and run with it in an illegitimate fashion. So Rav Moshe cautions to be careful about lemaisa, be makel on things related to opening bags on Shabbos, bags, boxes, and the like, ripping things, even if it's technically mutter. Lemaisa, the general consensus of poskim is if we're talking about something like a potato chip bag or a cereal bag, if you're going to open it in the normal fashion, where it's glued together on the top of the bag, that is a korea problem. That's not derech. That's not derech kilkel. So even if it's a tzarek Shabbos, that the tosefta doesn't help us there, because you're not opening it in a destructive way. You're opening it in such a way that the bag could still be used. So the only hetzer to entertain would be if you open it the derech kilkel. What derech kilkel be? You open it, you make an incision on the side, not in the normal spot. Now, usually, if you make a decision on the side, you're going to rip letters because, and these bags are letters all over the place. So, theoretically, if one were to, it would be mutter derech kilkel to open a bag on the side or to make a decision on the bag on the side. Practically, that's often impossible because there are letters on the side. Shmir Shabbos quotes Paratess Ha'ara Kafalith, Paratess Ha'ara Kafalith from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Rav Shlomo Zalman was more inclined to be makel on the potato chip bag. That if you have a bag that is easily opened on the top, even if you're not going to be in the kalkel, maybe that's mutter. Why? So the whole isser of being magic niyaros, of gluing together pieces of paper, which we said was a tolada of tofer, that's only where you're gluing them together to make a single unit. So if you glue them together to make a single unit, if you unglue them, that's a problem of korea. But if your intention was never to keep it glued together as a single unit, the only reason that the potato chip bag is closed on the top is in order to allow you to open it later. So maybe that would be analogous to papers that got glued on their own, where the Mishabru was Mako on opening those subsequently, Simon Shin Mem, Sifkatan, Mem He. So that's the Svara that Shri Shabbos says or Shabbos Amin to possibly justify opening a potato chip bag on Shabbos the normal way, even if it's not really Derech Kilkel. Shabbos home, Rabbi Ribbiad are machmer that, at least lechachila. And that seems to be the position of many poskim. Only has to be if it's really derech kilkel. Now, Shlomo Zalman's kula by potato chip bag wouldn't apply to a box. There, everyone would agree that opening a box, like a cereal box, in the normal fashion, which is not derech kilkel, would be problematic. That's more of a firm chibur on the top. So again, opening a box on the side, derech kilkel, often runs into the problem of letters. So that's why the best eitzah is what Shmir Shabbos writes in the beginning of Paratess, that you should be careful to open all food packages that you're going to need over Shabbos before Shabbos, to avoid these shilas. And Od Chazal Moed, when we get to Bona, Mirz Hashem, we will discuss the other angles to opening canned bottles and packages of food on Shabbos. Let's just spend a few minutes talking about Mechatech, which does relate to Korea. The Rambam writes, Paragid Aleph Halacha Zayin, Paragid Aleph Halacha Zayin, if you cut a piece of leather, in order to fashion a kamiya out of it, you're chayiv. What's mechateh? Who sheyiskavein lemidas arko lemidas rachbo v'yachtof bekavana shi malacha. So mechateh means you're cutting in an exact fashion. You're cutting a specific length and width of material, and you're cutting in a productive, constructive way. Aval im chatak derech hesed oblo kavana lemidaso elakimisafek okimisafek hareza pater. But if you're doing it in a destructive way, or you're doing it without paying attention to the exact measurements, that is at least not a melacha d'oraisa. Then the Rambam says in the next halacha, halacha ches, kol davar shehu ra'i l'machal behema, kigon tevin v'asavim lachin v'hutzin chayotzi behen, mutter lichta v'asav v'shabbis, nish ein behen tikun kelim, u'mutter lichta v'atzei v'samim l'arech behen, afa pishen kashim v'yveshim. Says the Mishnah Brura from the Chayyadam, from this Rambam, that the Malacha Mechatef does not apply to food. The Rambam says Malacha Behema. The Malacha Mechatef doesn't apply to food. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa Perek Lamed Gimel Ha'ar Lamed Vav. Perek Lamed Gimel Ha'ar Lamed Vav. Of course, from Shlomo Zalman, for that reason, there's no Mechatef on a pill. You have a pill. You want to cut the pill in half because you're supposed to take half of the pill. So that should have been a problem, mechatech, because you're cutting it to the exact size that you need. Says Rosh Hashanah, no, a pill has a din of ochel, and you don't really need that exact measurement. You're not so makbid. And you're not really using it. You're just, it's just a pill. So Rosh Hashanah is makel on cutting a pill. Mishabura here, Shinkaf Bey, Sukhatin Yudhas. Shinkaf Bey, Sukhatin Yudhas has a few Likutei Halachas about Mechatech. First, he quotes the Rambam that we started with. Then he says it doesn't apply to Oakland, which we quoted from him. And then he references Midaraisa, maybe it only applies if the derech is bekli, maybe it's only bekli. If the derech is biyad, maybe it's only biyad, at least daraisa. Fine. Shin mem, mishbur sukata mem aleph. Shin mem mem aleph, mishbur writes that mechatech is a problem with paper. Rabbi Karp does note, Paragat Aleph Halacha Zayin, the Rambam in Aleph Zayin, when it comes to Mechatech, makes no mention of an application to paper, even though when it comes to Korea, the Rambam does. That's a Hara. But Halacha L'maisa, we assume that Mechatech applies to paper. Says Shmir Shabbos, Perites if Dalid. Perites if Dalid. But let's say you have a sugar packet and I'm not sure he's talking about a sugar packet with an actual perforation or a sugar packet that just tells you where you're supposed to open it up. But he says if you have a sugar packet which is designed to be opened at a certain point, that's not a problem b'chatech to rip it on Shabbos, because you have no interest in using the sugar packet per se in a specific size. The chazak would be a problem if there's a to'elas in cutting that which you're cutting to a specific size. If you're cutting a sugar packet to open it up, you want the sugar. You don't care what the size of the packet is. It's convenient to open it in the place where they tell you to open it, but you have no to'elas in the sugar packet per se. And then he quotes Perakuf Gimel Ha'arasamuk Beis. Perakuf Gimel Ha'arasamuk Beis, also from Shlomo Zalman, that in the text of Shmir Shabbos, he's machmir, you can't rip toilet paper on the perforation. But he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, the footnote, that you can. Same idea. You don't really care where you rip the toilet paper. So there's no to'elus in having an evenly cut piece of paper. So that's what Shlomo Zalman is far by the sugar packets and by the toilet paper. Even though Shmir Shabbos in the text is Machmir toilet paper, and the Orcha Shabbos, Perakid Aleph, Arnon Zion, Perakid Aleph, Arnon Zion, Kosar Vayashiv is Cholek on his Mechutin on this, and held that there is mechatech by toilet paper when you rip it on the perforations. That's why there are the perforations there. They make it in the factories because you want to be able to cut it at a certain interval, and that there's an inherent toilet in that.
I asked
Shafter
about this the other day.
Yeah.
And he told me about Yashiv, how bad it's actually to mechatech if you cut the toilet paper on the perforations.
He heard that from Yashiv directly, or?
You say it's on the safer.
He
saw
in the
Sefer.
I saw in the Sefer that Rav Yashiv was Machmir and Mesolek on Shlomo Zalman.
I'm disappointed when Rav Shachter told me.
And Rav Shachter agreed with that Zach?
No, so I was asking about in the case if the person has no toilet paper, whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go off with it, or no toilet paper. Or
right.
So he thought that it was fine to rip it.
On the perforation?
Yeah, he thought it was fine to rip on the perforation because he didn't think it was from the chatech. He didn't actually care about the
cream. Meaning he held it like your shoulders on?
Yeah, and then but he also said bigger fish, I thought, which
yeah.
Most of us are macro because of Korea. He thought it was fine to rip on Korea because now I'm not solid for it.
And Sarah Gilko?
No, he thought it was just
that's
not...
So that does not present to Durbana, no?
Yeah, so it's a common debate. Which seems to be against... I mean, it's good to be Mako, because it seems to be against like all the stars we're saying, but...
Right. Okay, so let's get to that. So let me know where you find the Rav Yashiv agreeing with Shlomo Zalman, because Orcha Shabbos...
Okay.
Look around.
Okay.
So Orcha Shabbos with Rav Yashiv is disagreeing. And the Rabbi Rivia writes the same thing, that to open a tissue box on the perforations, so there you dafka want it opened in that dimension. That the reason the tissue box is manufactured in such a way is you have a symmetrically measured opening of the tissue box, so you dafka want it on those perforations. Shmir Shabbos writes Parak Tes Ar Lama Gimel, that by a tissue box, it's Korea, but it's not Mechatech. And Rabbi Rivia wasn't sure what exactly he meant by that. Now, even there, would you say that you don't really care where you open the tissue box? But that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes about toilet paper or whatever they had in Radin. In Shin Mem Sifkata Mem Aleph. The Mechaber writes there, Shin Mem Yugimel, that you can't rip paper because that's Masakin Kli. Says in Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about where you don't care about the measurement, because if you care about the measurement, it's a problem with Mechatech. The im karei and the yar lekarayim kidei lekaneya chas asmo bahen, then you're chayim mishum karea. Karea and not mechatech. The Rabbi Willie pointed out in Radin, the toilet paper didn't have perforations. So there, you could say it's karea and not mechatech. But if there are perforations, and there's a toelas in having the perforations to have something of that shape, then that would be mechatech problem, like Orcha Shabbos quotes from Rav Yashiv. Now, in Matan's situation, where there's no toilet paper, Makom Kavod Brios, for the person to discuss, maybe be Mazir Mil and Afri, or if you cut it not in the perforations, that's better than perforations. If you do Kalachar Yad, so use your teeth or your elbows to cut it not in the perforations. So that would not be mechatech if it's not in the perforations. And if it's kalach yad on a korea dera kilkol, that would be a kalach yad on a derabanan b'makom kavod brios. That should be mutter. One second. Shabbos home is another suggestion that you can just use the toilet paper from the roll. And then drop it into the toilet bowl and then flush it. So that's going to be korei al yedei grama, which also b'makom kavod brios should be mutter. Yeah.
Once it's kavod brios, it's a derabanan. Why do you need the kalach
yad? We're not matter a derabanan b'chdid alone on the kavod brios. Has to be. At least. Optimally should be done with a shimon.
That's necessary? Like,
I think it's a reshakta, though you don't need a shimon? I kept pressing her about it because it was like against everyone else, but I kept insisting. Good. Okay, so that takes us to the end of this unit. The Lachina should be available a week from today. Take any time before we resume. I think the next shiur will probably be, I guess, the Monday after Pesach.
We're going to talk about shiur on Sunday.
What time's the wedding?
Soon after.
So if everyone's going to be there, then, or most people will be there, then I'm not going to do a shiur.
No, I'm sorry. Julian's wedding.
I think it's an afternoon wedding or an evening wedding.
Ask him.
So let me know. If it's a 6 o'clock wedding last year, if it's a 3 o'clock wedding.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those like 4 o'clock weddings with like the bright sets like that.
So let me know. We'll see. Either the first year will be Sunday or Monday after Pesach. I think we'll pick up with the Kosev.
Okay.
Unless there's something else I want to talk about before, I think Kosev. Yeah, so then there'll be a push when we resume. It's already May, so there'll be a push to finish whatever we can by the end of June. I'm aiming for last time we did Shabbos, we only got through Bona and we had to cut corners on Bona, didn't do it full justice, but I am hopeful. I'm a little bit ahead of where I was last time, shear-wise. So I'm hopeful to get into Mavir and maybe the Makkah of the Papish.
What's our last year?
I'm planning on going through the end of June as long as people are still here.